What's up, man? Damn, it's 42 degrees out here and I'm freezing. I mean, I don't feel like I'm freezing, but I think my lips are beginning to freeze up a little bit. Again, 42 degrees weather, I'm from Miami, so anyways, I feel good. That's all that matters. So, today's video is titled Height Mogging the Natives and Why I Love Ukraine. So I've been here for almost a week, guys, and I'm gonna give you my thoughts about Ukraine, why I love it. Surprisingly or not, the guys here are not that tall, and I'm like height mogging like 95% of the dudes here, 95 plus percent of the dudes here, and that's probably because all their fit men are dead. I know, in the words of Red Pill Married on MGTOW TV, ain't shit. So, why I love Ukraine? Ukraine reminds me of Egypt, okay? A lot colder and white people, okay? Other than that, this is pretty much Egypt. Surprisingly or not, you have a sizable Ukrainian population in the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt. So go figure. So, why I love Ukraine? First order of business is nobody here speaks English. Now, I know what you guys are saying. Well, how can you even like the country if nobody speaks English? Well, the answer is very simple. Peace and quiet. That's the most important thing we have. Peace and quiet, you know? I mean, think about it. Do we even have meaningful conversations in America? No, we don't. So, if nobody talks to you, you know, you don't talk to them. Peace and quiet, baby. So, that's number one. Number two, it's hella cheap here, guys, okay? It's hella cheap. I'm gonna make the camera a little bit farther from my face. That way you guys see me height mogging pretty much all the natives, okay? So this country is cheap. My Airbnb is $550. It's literally 10 minutes away from where I am right now. And this is the center of town, okay? So I literally have an Airbnb in the middle of town, okay, guys? That's a gypsy over there, okay? That girl, that's a gypsy. So the country is hella cheap. Now, the good thing about the Ukrainian people is that they tend to mind their own business, okay? Look, I'm gonna show you right now. See? I'm gonna show you something, guys, okay? I don't know if you guys can see it or not. I'm pretty much height mogging 97% of the people. Anyways, let's keep on going. So, as you can see, the Ukrainian people, they like to be entertained. They like to go out, they like to have fun, which is great. Because when they're busy with life like this, they don't have time for you. That's the most important thing. You see, guys, this video should really be titled Ukraine is a MGTOW Haven. And that's because as a MGTOW, you want to be the gray man. Meaning, actually, I'm dressed in gray, believe it or not, right? What do I mean by being the gray man? You want to be the gray man so people don't notice you. You don't stand out. Oh yeah, this over here, guys. Suck it to Putin, bro. That's a picture of Putin that they're firing on. So, I really like Ukraine, guys. They're simple-minded. You would not think in a trillion years there's a war going on, you know? That's how simple-minded they are, which is good. You want simpletons, guys. You know, the word simp comes from the word simpletons. This is what you guys want. You want simple-minded people, because it's a lot easier for you to come in, do what you want, have a great time, and not worry about, oh, this guy wanted to get a kiss from the girl, but she cock-blocked him. So that's another thing about the people here, guys, is that, again, simple-minded, which is really good for, it's good to sightsee, guys. It's really good to walk around and just sightsee people like this, man. We don't have this in America, dudes. This type of style, we don't have this. This type of atmosphere, I should say. We don't have this in America, guys. You don't have an atmosphere like this where people are out and about, walking, showing life, shit like that. We don't have this shit back in America, okay? We have it here. So, food is cheap, okay? Like I said with our Jewish friend a couple of days ago in this area, again, Hayat Mag and the natives, get your electronics from America, okay, guys? Get your iPhones or MacBook Pros. Get your shit from America, okay? Clothing, same thing. Name brand clothing, get that shit from America, okay? But take away electronics and name brand clothing. Or in my case, you know, size 14 shoes, which I'm sure they probably don't have here. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they can actually, like, tailor a suit or tailor shoes for you. They do that in Egypt, you know. Like I said, this country, very, very similar to Egypt, okay? It's nowhere near as sophisticated as Poland. It's not even as sophisticated as Latvia, for that matter. So, and the country is corrupt. As long as the corruption, A, stays away from you, or B, benefits you, you're good, dude. You know? So, you always want to be in a country that's, how do I say it? I don't want to say a country that's corrupt, but you want to be in a country that nigger shit. Yeah, I mean, that's really the only thing I can say. You want to be in a country that pretty much is nigger shit. You know, the fundamental base of the country is nigger shit. This is where you guys always, always want to be. Because, again, as a MGTOW man, you're usually higher IQ. You are more intelligent. You are more aware than the local population, okay? You want the natives to be down here and you be up here, okay? As long as you have brain power, that's all that matters, okay? It's like, look, imagine I'm 6 foot, well, I am 6 foot three, okay? Imagine I'm surrounded by a bunch of babies, right? I have physical power over the babies. They're not gonna harm me, okay? So when you have the mental power that we MGTOW men have, guess what? You are better off than the native people are. And that is gonna work in your benefit, okay? You always wanna be able to know that you can maneuver when shit goes sideways, okay? That's the most important thing, being able to maneuver, okay? Now, when you are dealing with a bunch of simpletons, okay? Maneuvering for you is very, very easy. No, thank you, kid. No, thank you. They sell, kids selling stuff. Yeah, you're gonna have to watch out for him. Yeah, he got lost. So yeah, when you're walking down a square like this, guys, yeah, every now and then you're gonna get people come. Well, no, other than that kid, nobody approached me, okay? You guys saw me walking around about 10 minutes now. Other than that kid, nobody approached me, which is a good thing. This is why I say, be the gray man. Go to a country where you don't... Yeah, look, I stand out, you know? I stand out because of the height, the look, the skin color. I stand out like a sore thumb. Holding hands. What the hell? Piece of stone. Again, you would not think in a billion years a war is going on. This just goes to show you guys how simple-minded the local people are. So, you just come in, guys, do your thing, take advantage of the cheap economy, take advantage of... I don't want to say take advantage of the corruption by any form or mean. I'm just saying you want to take advantage of pretty much... you want to take advantage of... Again, I don't want to openly say take advantage of the corruption in the country. You want to take advantage of the fact that the average Ukrainian is going to shrug their shoulders and be like, meh. See, that's what you guys want. You guys want to be in a country where the average goy is gonna shrug their shoulders, say meh, and just move on. This is what makes me really, really like Ukraine. The average person here is gonna shrug their shoulders and go about their day. As long as you ain't doing nigger shit again, height mug the natives. We're gonna do it one more time, baby. I'm telling you guys. Oop, one more time. One more time. Height mug the natives. Telling you guys. Either Ukrainians are not that tall to begin with, or all the fit men are dead. I know I ain't shit for saying that. So, personally, guys, I like Ukraine. I like the... Again, it reminds me of Egypt, except it's a lot colder. And, you know, they got decent white women. So, to me, this is heaven, if you ask me. And, guys, you can get a cup of coffee for like $2 here, okay? And that's good coffee, okay? You can get a kebab sandwich for $4, and that's actually enough to feed you, you know, for a part of the day, okay? And again, my Airbnb is $100 cheaper than the Airbnb back in Riga, which rhymes with nigga, and it's literally in the downtown area, guys. Like, my Airbnb is in the perfect place, okay? It's like a couple of minutes away from Lviv Forum. Thought I had to watch out from that guy over there, you know. Yeah, you get some weirdos. You get some weirdos here, but as long as you like look them in the eye, you know, sternly look them in the eyes, you know. Especially if you're a big dude like me, they're gonna stay away from you. That's all that's gonna happen, okay, guys. So that's an advantage of being 6'3", 235 pounds. You know, people don't want to try you, okay? And at the same time, they're gonna respect you as well. Because, again, 6'3", how many people here do you see that are even close to 6 feet, you know? So, yeah, the taller the better, because that's going to demand respect from pretty much everybody, you know. Unless, of course, you're in Latvia and everybody's fucking 6'3", you know. I was getting height mocked by a woman in Latvia. Damn, that girl I was with in Latvia, damn, that bitch was something. I still got her on Facebook Messenger. You know, check up on her every now and then, see how she's doing. Yeah, they're saying hi. I'm sure they're saying hi. So, you guys out there, you know, you can buy yourself a nice apartment here for well under $100,000. Guys, it's getting hard in Colombia to buy an apartment for $100,000, okay? In Mexico, they'll probably laugh at you if you offer them $100,000 for an apartment in Mexico. But here in Ukraine, $100,000, guys, you can buy yourself a nice apartment just a couple of kilometers away from here. It's like a half an hour walk. You know, it's like 3 kilometers. You can get yourself a nice apartment here in Lviv, okay? So, you guys really should start looking at, Ukraine as a haven for MGTOW guys, okay? You really should. You know, this whole war thing, stick it to Putin, bro. You know, it's all a scam. And again, you know, the Ukrainian people, you know, as you guys can see, very simple-minded. It's like, dude, I was here for 2 days and I realized the reason why this whole scam war was going on was so the Jews can come here and live like kings. And yet the war's been going on for 2 years and these people are sticking it to Putin. You guys saw the guy behind us with the gun, you know, shooting at the picture of Putin. So, oh, look, somebody height mugged me right there, right behind me. Nah, we're about the same height. He had the hoodie on. I don't have a hoodie on. But yeah, guys, I'm like height mugging like 97%+ of the population. So, yeah, there we go again. Suck it to Putin, bro. Suck it to Putin. Yeah, suck it to Putin right there, you know. They're shooting at Putin. You know, Putin is living life, you know, eating fine food, and you have a bunch of simpleton, you know, sticking it to Putin, brah. Again, guys, can't stress this enough. You always want to go to a place where people just have their simple life going on. I'm going to leave it at that, guys. I'm going to leave it at the fact that these people have very, very simple lives going for them. And again, nobody here speaks English, guys. Nobody does. Even the under 20 people, they don't speak English. I mean, these... Hey, how you doing, kid? Hi, bye. They don't even know that, you know? So this just goes to show you how simple-minded the Ukrainian people are in this perspective when they literally don't even know hi or bye in English, you know? So this, for MGTOW men, Ukraine would be a haven, especially you white guys out there who can like blend in. You know, nobody in a trillion, fazillion, gazillion years would look at you. In fact, I myself don't even get looked at. You know, the only people here who look at me are like the 50, 60 plus year old people who are like, what the hell is that? But the younger people, you know, the sub 40 people, the people who, this guy is taking a selfie, let me get out of his way. The sub, everything is good, I'm good, thank you. Yeah, he was offering me alcohol. I'm like, yeah, right. This is the, you guys can't see it. I'm going to have to do a U-turn for you. I want to end it on this here, okay? This is the Opera House, I think. Maybe, don't know, don't care. All I know is it looks good. And that's where I want to end the video. So I can grab my laptop, go to the cafe, do some work on MGTOW TV. Because as you guys know, we're updating our script. So, all right, guys, I'm gonna end it on this over here. Let me go a little bit more forward. Make sure I don't get in anybody's selfie or anything like that. All right, guys, so, okay. Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad. That's the Lviv Opera House something. All right, guys. So that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.